You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Couple of new releases wrapping up that last set. We finished up with someone who was formerly the drummer of the group Weather Report, Alex Kuna, off of Lecoq Records, and just released a project called Gifts. We heard Aletin Aletun, a track that featured trumpet player Michael Stever, guitarist Raymond Stagnero, and bassist John Pena. Before that, just released music from Chicago-based singer Roberta Brenza, the album It's My Turn to Color Now, and a take on Take 5, Stacy Dillard doing the work on sax, and drummer Matthew Wilson. Before that, just released music from pianist David Chesky, working with bassist Peter Washington and drummer Billy Drummond from The Great European Songbook. We heard Ode to Joy. And on that album, he's borrowing from European composers like Bach, Beethoven, Strauss, and various bigwigs of the classical era. He's also someone who rose to prominence in the audiophile community, developing new recording technologies, and as well as co-owner of Chesky Records, formed in 1978 with his brother Norman. And music out of the Winnipeg jazz scene got the set started. Drummer Curtis Noasad, from his album Dialectics, we heard Speak No Evil, some solo work from trumpet player Derek Gardner and saxophonist Jimmy Green. Heading into our final set, we'll keep the dial close to the classical setting a bit longer. This is a big band music from the Jim Waller Big Band, off of his album Bucket List, Rhapsody in Blue.
Thank you. Sister, all you say, and you have kissed her, is ooh. Thank you.
music off Cellar Live Records, taking us out this week from label founder saxophonist Corey Weeds from his album Day by Day. We heard It Could Happen to You. David Hazeltine on piano, Ken Lister on the bass, and Jessica Hill on drums. Singer Jose James before that, from a 2015 project on Blue Note, celebrating the 100th anniversary of Billie Holiday's birth. From the album Yesterday I Had the Blues, the music of Billie Holiday, we heard What a Little Moonlight Can Do. And the set started with music from veteran California multi-instrumentalist, composer, and arranger Jim Waller and his big band that was out in 2020, the album Bucket List. We heard the Gershwin tune Rhapsody in Blue, with Jim taking the solo on tenor sax. Hey, I'd love to hear from you folks. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
About a man named Lewis. Lewis H. McCart, to be exact. Now, Lewis owned a little bookstore in Harlem. And one day while he was sitting in his bookstore, some black boys came in with their fists up screaming, "Black power! Black power!" He said, "Look, sons, I'd like to straighten you out." He said, "Black is beautiful, but black ain't power. Knowledge is power, sons."
Can be